AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. John Ossoff voted today in Georgia. He is the Democrat in one of the two Senate runoffs today in Georgia.
I feel confident. I'm grateful to all the people who have already cast their ballots. And I just want to humbly urge everybody to participate in this election today. Get out there and vote.
His opponent is Republican Senator David Perdue. The other runoff has Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler being challenged by Democrat Raphael Warnock.
Change is slow. It's hard. Right? Our republic expands and then it contracts. In the last 4 years, has been one big contraction.
At stake is the majority in the U.S. Senate. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is worried about the new coronavirus variant.
The U.K. strain is highly problematic, and it could be a game changer.
The head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says China has been slow to allow investigators into the country to investigate the origins of the coronavirus.
I'm very disappointed with this news, given that two members had already begun their journeys and others were not able to travel at the last minute.
He says he made it clear to China the mission was a priority for the WHO. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is extending the country's coronavirus lockdown by 3 weeks until January 31st. A number of taxpayers who use tax preparation services like H&R Block and TurboTax say their second relief payments were sent to incorrect bank accounts, forcing them to wait longer for their money. Taxpayers can use the Get My Payment tool on the IRS website to find out about the status of their payment. American Airlines is banning emotional support animals in a move that will force most owners to pay extra if they want their pets to travel with them. This is AP News. The new coronavirus variant is complicating vaccine rollouts.
Despite growing vaccine access, January is looking grim around the globe, as the virus resurges and reshapes itself from Britain to Japan to California, filling hospitals and threatening livelihoods anew as governments lock down businesses and societies and race to find solutions. Mexico City's hospitals now hold more virus patients than they ever have done, and South African undertakers are struggling to keep up with mortalities. Margaret Harris from the World Health Organization tells the Associated Press, January is going to be a tough one. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The Trump administration finalized changes to the century-old Migratory Bird Treaty Act to protect most American wild bird species. Despite warnings, billions of birds could die as a result. Ed Donahue, AP News.